I overheard a conversation over the weekend I thought was interesting. Someone was talking about how their friend was not taking their soon-to-be husband's last name. And they said that women are not fully committed to their husbands if they don't drop their maiden names and take the guy's last name. So I wanted to know what you think of that. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-JOE-ALEX.
That's 833-563-2539.
So was she just stating her opinion? Like, she just thought that women weren't? Or is, like, did she read a study or what?
Yeah, I think
this girl, you overheard.
Yeah, I think she was just saying, like, that was what she thought. Like, she was just like, you know, she's obviously not fully committed to him because she won't take his last name.
I think that is so wrong.
Why?
Because I think that people aren't taking other people's last name more of as, like, an independence thing, that they are not...
Then stay single if you're gonna, if you want independence.
No, but I think that... it's to not be codependent. I don't think even if you're married, a codependent relationship is healthy. You should be able to be sustainable and independent as yourself, but willing and wanting to be in a partnership. That doesn't mean you're like, that doesn't mean you're codependent if you want to be in a relationship. And I don't think that just because someone wants to keep their last name, because that might mean a lot to them.
Two reasons I say you as a woman should be able to keep your last name and not take your husband's last name. Number one, if you're a celebrity. A lot of times celebrities do not take other names because they have a brand. I get that. The other one is, let's say Liv, does your dad, he doesn't. Your dad has no sons, right?
My dad has no sons.
I can see keeping it that way to continue, if you want, the legacy of the mob that you're in. Yes,
like
to keep that going. Other than that, like, why? Like, if you marry Jewel Daddy one day, you're telling, would you want to keep your name or no?
No, I haven't really thought about this too much just because that's not where we're at in our relationship. Like, we don't talk about marriage a lot. But I mean, I have thought about it before in my life, maybe keeping my last name. Because here's the thing, I have three older sisters. They are all married. I have no male cousins on my father's side. I have no, like, cousins on my father's
There's
side.
There's no one to keep the last name going.
I am the person in my family with the last name Karis. So after me, if I get married and I don't keep that last name, our last name is, like, killed off pretty much until, like, I mean, once my parents
But then
passed.
If you were, so if, when you get married, though, Liv, if you did keep your last name, see, then how would you name your kids? because what would they have, like, a hyphenated last name?
I don't know. Maybe it would be hyphenated. I don't know. But I also do think this. I think not just because you're a celebrity should you keep your name. If you're successful in any area of business, if you're a successful CEO, if you're a successful writer, if you're a successful in whatever field you are in, I think it says something to keep your last name because you have built your brand in the area that you are in. Just because it's not known around the world, it's still known in the area you're in.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but I just think that if you are going to get married, that's a tradition that you do. If I was a woman, I would take my man's name.
I know, but I think it's kind of like, I don't know how this all started where the woman had to take the man's last name, like how that all came to be. But, like, I mean, it's just very outdated. I'm not judging anyone. I don't know for sure if I'll take my husband's last name or not, but it just is a very outdated thing.
Jewel Dad, are you listening to this, man?
833-JOE-ALEX. Are women not fully committed to their husbands if they don't drop their maiden names?
What's going on, Sarah? You're on the Joe and Alex show.
Yes, I was just wanted to make a comment. My husband and I, we've been married almost 11 years, and he became a citizen in October. I never officially changed my last name. It was never an issue. He took my last name when he became a citizen in October. And someone tried to give him grief about it where he works, and like he told them, this is the only country in the world where the wife takes the husband's last name.
It is?
I mean, it was one of the few, I'm sure, because if you think about it, you know, people in other cultures, they hyphenate their name. The woman and the man, they bring their last names together for their children. His own mother never changed her last name, and he's from Milwaukee, so, I mean.
Why do we want to make things so complicated? Just have the last name. Like back in the day, you know, like I watched Game of Thrones, which is a good basis for a lot of things in life.
Oh, yeah, because that show is obviously very real with flying dragons.
It was, Liv. Hello, dinosaurs, velociraptors. Mm. Read it. Jurassic Park. Schooled ya. But they took the house names. I think, sure, it's old or whatever you might want to say, but it's traditional right there.
But, like, why? Like, why did this tradition start? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. Read the Bible. Maybe it's in there. Let's see here. Anna?
Yes, it is. Good morning.
What did you want to say?
So I just wanted to talk about the whole not being committed with the last name. My husband and I, we've been married for 7 years now. And when we met in college, so right getting out of college, I didn't want to go and like have to change my teaching license and things of that nature, especially because, I mean, we didn't have a whole ton of money coming right out of college. He never made a big issue about it. And so another thing that I liked about my name was that every other name is a letter, including my last name. It's a pattern. Every other letter is an A. And I thought that was unique and something that I wanted to keep. And then, well, now having our daughter, she has his last name. So we just never made a big deal about it. I don't think it doesn't mean we're not committed to each other.
I like your progressiveness.
Of course you do.
And also, like, it's like, why do we need a stupid name to define the seriousness of our relationship? Shouldn't it
I don't
be,
know.
Like,
I like the tradition, like the traditional aspect. I think it does show that you're fully committed. I also think it's easier when you have kids together. When you have the same last name, it's easier for like awkwardness at school or if you have to go to the hospital and things like that.
Why?
Yes.
To
just
know
why?
That the kid is yours, it's
faster.
It's
one thing instead of like, oh well, it's this and this. It's Pesh Clark.
I'm this.
Blah, blah,
their
blah,
dad
blah,
is
blah,
this.
Blah.
It always complicates things when you have 800 names.
Let's wrap it up with Larry. You're on the Joe and Alex show, Larry. What'd you want to say?
Yeah, I was just saying, I do agree with the whole name deal if you want to pass the name on, but if we're breaking tradition, why should a man have to spend a bunch of money on the overpriced ring when that was something that was started by the De Beers family years ago?
Amen, Larry.
You know what?
Amen. Right. Why do we got to get Liv the Web Girl this ring?
So, no. I mean, people put themselves in debt over a ring.
Why is Liv making us do this, Larry?
If we're going to break traditions, let's break them all.
I think that is idiotic. I have told my boyfriend right now, and he knows this, I'm not saying we're going to get engaged, but he knows that he could propose to me with a piece of string. And I would be okay with that because to me, it is not about the engagement ring. If you're focusing so much on a material object about a relationship that's supposed to be unified by God and last for the rest of your life, and you're putting so much weight on a material object, I don't think that's very important.
Yeah,
I think it's
Alex,
the long-lasting Alex. Relationship and the bond that you guys have and the life that you guys want to create together.
What
not
do you think,
about
Alex?
A material object.
I want a big rock, and if you don't, I'm saying no.